so, 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 so much. I love you so, 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 so much. Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we are firmly convinced that creating success and happiness is rooted in understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the fact that as human beings, we are all immensely powerful fractals of the one and only source consciousness, which creates and animates all things. Now, of course, understanding this powerful truth is one thing. Applying this incredibly empowering wisdom to everyday life? Well, that's another. Which is exactly why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week. To help constantly remind you of what matters most. You are it. And I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. I'm the one who will be here with you each and every Wednesday, interviewing a different consciousness changemaker that is also out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can hear me discussing topics such as my favorite thought-provoking quotes, reading and discussing wisdom from empowering books, playing clips from various inspirational spiritual teachers, sharing a bit of mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and essentially digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you into positive vibrations on a consistent basis. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back. So happy to be here with you all, as always. This is like the best Groundhog's Day I could ever wish for. As I turn on the mic, some of the same things come out of my mouth. It's such a good thing. I'm so blessed and grateful for it all, and to continue looking at all of this insightful information in new ways, slightly different ways, slightly different angles. Isn't it funny how things can just click? You can hear the same thing 25 times, and it's like that 26th time. It's said at a certain time or a certain way with a certain inflection at a certain moment in your own journey that makes it sink in even more fully and unlock parts of yourself that maybe have been blocked for a long time, right? So we are... Certainly, complex beings from one perspective. It's like layers of an onion, and we're peeling back the layers, getting to the true, the true you, the true me, the true us. And I love it. I hope you love it as well. I have a review here on iTunes. You know I love those. Speaking of loving things, this one, let's see here. It came from Spore Notice. Digesting the Mystery is the title, and it goes like this. As a student of Chinese medicine and a longtime proponent of quantum biology, holographic physics, and the study of biophotons, I'm glad every time I listen to the Positive Head podcast. It's really easy to get sucked into the fear mantra of the news. The scientist and the skeptic in me feels inclined toward pessimism about politics and the trajectory of the environment, but there's a deeper heart knowing that is reawoken when I listen to this podcast. There is a spiritual, quantum, holographic truth that faith and belief create manifestation. Thank you, Brandon, for reminding me that this life is a dream and in infinite permutations of consciousness. On another note, when you were promoting the tapping circle, I thought it would be great if you brought someone onto the show who understands the underlying energetic anatomy that tapping utilizes, which is what we study in Chinese medicine. There are many amazing practitioners of Chinese medicine who have cultivated a deep understanding and sensitivity through experience informed by ancient Taoist wisdom. Oh, what a wonderful, well-spoken, well-articulated review. I absolutely love it. Thank you for taking the time to share and to do what you're doing. Chinese medicine is certainly, it goes deep, right? It's ancient. We're coming back around to a lot of this this ancient wisdom here in the West that understands things like tapping. And to answer that question, If you go back to the archives and search Sonia Sofia, who actually is the heart and soul and founder of the World Tapping Circle, you will hear her talking about some of those things. So we did touch on that, but certainly could be something to touch on again. And yeah, thank you for reviewing. And for anyone out there who hasn't reviewed, please take the time to do so. It definitely helps us, is helping us to reach new listeners. And that is exciting. I love getting this kind of feedback, you guys know. And of course, you can find the show on, you've got Google Play now. It's up there. And of course, SoundCloud and other places. If you haven't written in any questions, been getting a lot of great questions as well through the Facebook group, which is Positive Heads. Get on there if you're not on there already. Love to see your face, connect. It's great to see so many people coming together and friendships being formed and et cetera, et cetera. It's a great place to be. And yeah, get on there. Get on there. All right. What are we going to talk about today? Well, I came across a quote that I absolutely love, and it was so timely with something I was dealing with in my own life, of course. What a shocker, right? What a thing, what a crazy idea that I would see a perfect quote at the time when I needed it. And the quote was by Kyle Cease, who is an awesome teacher, comedian. Would like to get him on the show. We'll get him on the show at some point here. And the post, and I'm assuming it's his quote. I don't know. He posted it. It says, "No one has ever broken your heart. They broke your expectations." Now, that one is a good one, is it not? I mean, think about that for a moment. No one has ever broken your heart. They broke your expectations. And you guys hear me say it all the time. Expectation is the enemy. And it was such a timely message. I was dealing with my own expectations from someone that I've dated, and, you know, just realizing like, oh, hold on, all this frustration or irritation or agitation is coming from expectation. Dang it, expectation, you snuck in again on me. Luckily, I saw this quote and it made me laugh out loud. It's like, as soon as you just like put it all down, put down the expectations, realize you need nothing. No one's ever broken your heart. They broke your expectations. The problem is you have huge expectations about what it means to be in a relationship or love or family or any of these things. What does it mean to be a parent? It means they do this. And if they don't do this, they're wrong. Well, what if your soul contract is that they do something completely different? That's what we're talking a lot about here on the show, right? Is really expanding our perspective, really breaking out of the mold, out of the box of what our society and culture has told us it should be this way. This is the way it's supposed to be. This is what it means to be in a relationship. This is what monogamy is. Here's why you're going to do it this way. If you don't, then there's something wrong with you. Here's why if you're parenting and your parent didn't treat you like XYZ, there's something wrong with them. Now, granted, a lot of these ideals that we have are based off of really pretty stories, really pretty pictures, having that wonderfully nurturing parent. I mean, wow. Yeah, that's a great thing, right? I know. I'll use my own family as an example. My mother, very nurturing, like super mom. Love my mom to death. She's amazing. She's, you know, just always been there, always supportive, and just, you know, her kids, her family is like everything to her. And, so that's my ideal of what a mother should be. Right. And very blessed to have that ideal that fits very nicely in what the standard is that, you know, it's supposed to be. Now take my son. You guys have heard me talk about my son. Could not be a more different situation, right? His mother is not, he's seen her one time in, you know, 5 years, and there's some mental health issues there. You guys have heard me talk about on other episodes, and certainly some pain associated with that. Although he's very wise, a very wise soul. So he understands there's a certain level of sickness and disconnect, and it couldn't be more opposite. And I look at my own son and I'm so proud of him. I mean, he's so amazing and so well adjusted considering the, you know, he was left with just one crazy father to take care of him. And for the most part, I mean, she was involved when he was younger, you know, maybe the first 8 years of his life, but sort of a switch was flipped at around that point. She has not been involved very much at all in the last, 10 years. So my point is he's dealt with that, right? He's dealing with that. And is it wrong? If he has expectations that she should be like my mom, there's certainly a major problem. But what if his sole contract was to have a mother that is like she is? That is sort of the far end of the spectrum of sort of a yin to my yang, even. It's like you hear me talking all the time. You're God. We are God. We are source, whatever you want to call it. She's kind of doing the same thing, but on this very dark tangent, whereas I've taken it very light with clear understanding, I think, for the most part, certainly. Learning, but I think I have a lot of clarity about who and what we are and what we're doing here, which is why I'm doing this show. Well, her whole perspective is very dark. She is the goddess of it all, and you're all her minions or her slaves, and it's just like this weird dark thing. But it's like a counterbalance, I feel, to me, in a sense, in some weird way. And so what does that soul want to experience? He wanted to have like sort of the light and the dark as parents, right? And that's what he's got. So is it wrong? Well, she certainly doesn't meet the expectations of society, right? And so the problem with expectations is it leads to resentment. It leads to anger and fear, which is, as Yoda would say, the dark side, right? Anger leads to fear leads to darkness. It's so understanding no one, getting back to the sort of the relationship sort of perspective, no one's broken your heart. You had expectations about what they should be. What if you approach life with no expectation? You can have aims, you can have goals, but then releasing those goals, zero expectation. I don't need anyone, anything to show up anyway. I am choosing to be at peace and happiness just as I am, right where I am, because I'm a self-sufficient being. It's all within me. I've got it all. I don't need these external circumstances to happen in order to feel happy. And if I rely and set my life up in such a way as the whole world has been taught to do, where, if this happens, I'm happy. If this happens, I'm sad. I'm a puppet on a string then. Lose expectations. If you lose expectations, your whole world opens up, right? And what's the other side of that is learning to let go of any past expectations that you've had that have led to fear and karmic ties, right? What happens when someone does us wrong? We've been talking a lot about this sort of topic lately, the betrayal topic, right? If I hold on to that, if I hold on to that anger, right? Then what am I creating? I'm creating karma. I'm creating energetic ties. What if you let go of it and let go with love? And so, this is the important piece, such an important piece, letting go of expectation and letting go of fear and releasing any and all karma so that we can be freed up to do and see sort of the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves appear. These things have to be put aside in order for that to happen. And yes, it's challenging. And yes, you put it there so that you could be challenged. And I actually found a little clip here from Dolores Cannon talking about this. A relatively short clip, How to Let Go of Fear and Release Karma. It's from the Three Magic Words movie, I guess. I wasn't familiar with that, but that's what it said here on the clip. I found it on the Starseed Films YouTube page. Let's take a listen.
Fear is the strongest emotion that a human has. We have to let go of that so that we can move into a new direction. Fear holds us back. It cripples us. And too many people are bound up in it. That's one of the things I've been told to tell people, is to let go of fear. Also to let go of karma. Those are the two main things, because we drag karma around. It's like a lot of baggage and garbage. And it holds us back and makes us sick. Until we can dump these things, we're not going to be able to move forward into the new world, the new dimension, and the new frequencies. But that was my main message I've been told to tell people, is to release karma, because in anything that's going to hold you back, we don't need. Karma is the garbage and the baggage we carry around with us through the different lifetimes. Sometimes it goes to a relationship, and sometimes we've had the relationship with the same people through many lifetimes, set up a pattern The same life, the same situations repeating itself again and again. Because if you don't work it out, you have to come back and do it over again. And before you come into a life, you're on the other side, you're reviewing your life you just left. And karma is the law of balance, cause and effect. If you've done something in the other life, you don't get out of it. Not even this life either. Everything you do, what goes around comes around. But when you're on the other side, you discuss the life you've just left with those people you were involved with. And you'll say, well, we didn't do such a good job, did we? Let's go back and try it again. This time you be the husband, I'll be the wife. You be the mother, I'll be the daughter. You can switch roles around any way you want. But you're brought back into the same situation again and again. That's why a lot of people can't understand, why do I keep drawing the same thing to me over and over again, the same kind of people, the same kind of situation? It's because they have not worked it out yet. They've not figured it out. The same situation again and again. And this is what happens. And if you don't work it out, you're going to have to come back and do it again with the same people. So the idea is to do it now, to get rid of it now. Get rid of the garbage and the baggage. And you can identify it by those feelings. Is there something about the situation that doesn't feel right? One of the best ways to get rid of it is just to forgive the person and release it and let it go. And I've had clients that tell me, I can't forgive them and let them go. You don't know what they did to me. But as long as they're holding on to it, that's karma. When you release it, you've let it go and you don't have that karma anymore. But they have a terrible time doing it because they're so stuck with that. But until you can release it and let the person go with love, you say, you go your way, I'll go mine, it's not working. Let's tear up the contract. We're just not going to work anymore. You go your way, I'll go mine. When you do that, it's like a miracle happens. You don't have to do it face to face. You can do it mentally to the person. Saying enough is enough. I've had it. You go your way, I'll go mine. We tear up the contract. And then when it happens, all of a sudden they can't push the buttons anymore. It's only a game anyway. You ever notice that? People know what buttons to push to get you upset, to get you angry, to get a reaction out of you. Once you forgive them, let it go and release it, they can't push the buttons anymore. It doesn't bother you anymore. Then it's no fun and they stop. But then you release out of it and you go on to your next lesson, which may or may not be better, but at least it's a different lesson. And then you get to where you realize when you are creating karma and you know how to stop it before it goes any further. That's what this time is all about, getting rid of the karma. Don't carry it any further and try not to create any more. That's what this time is about right now. And I said earlier, getting rid of the fear. The fear and the karma, the two things you've got to let go of. But we're coming to a time, especially with the new earth, where the karma won't exist anymore. Those that still have it and hang on to it are not going to move forward. It's the main cause of cancer, especially in the intestinal area, is holding on to anger, holding on to it, not being able to talk about it. Not being able to release it. And after a while, it just begins to churn around, begins to eat away at the organs, and it creates cancer because we hold everything within. That's the main thing I've found with cancer. The person can't talk about it. They can't release it. And I had one man that come to me who had cancer in every part of his body. Every time the doctors would operate on one part, it would come back in another part. He'd operate there and would come back somewhere else in his body. And I asked him, are you angry at anything? He said, yes, my ex-wife, I hate her. She has the children and she won't let me see them. And I said, the only way you're going to get rid of this is to forgive her and release her and let her go. He said, I can't do that. I can't forgive her. If I forgive her, she has won. I said, she will win if she kills you. It's that simple. We don't hurt anybody else. We're only hurting ourselves by holding all of these things in.
So yeah, great wisdom here. Let them go with love. What are you doing when you do that? You're essentially tearing up that contract that you have. And we can see it in our own lives, right? These repeating circumstances, these repeating cycles. You know, this seems familiar. This is like the last relationship. Different town, different place, different face, right? But this is the same. We'll tear up those contracts with those people, those beings, where it turns into a negative. How many past relationships do you look at and you're angry at the person because of what they did or didn't do that didn't meet your expectation, right? If you do that, she says, it's like a miracle happens. Let it go. Let them go with love. You don't need anything to happen. And people, once you do that with anyone who continues to reappear that's pushing your buttons, they can't do it anymore, right? And, I thought it was interesting. She talks about the new earth that we're sort of ascending into. She's like, karma is not a piece of that, not a part of that. I think that's a really interesting idea. It makes sense to me conceptually. So definitely something to ponder, right? Wouldn't it be nice to just be completely free, unhindered, untethered, unattached to anyone or anything, not needing it to be anyone or anything, just allowing people to be what they are, free of expectation, and you focus on you. That's a powerful place to be in, and one that I believe we're all on the verge of creating. We're doing it. We're manifesting it. It's a matter of how often, right? You kind of two steps forward, one step back. We slip back into expectations like I've definitely done, and it was referencing earlier, but it's hard for me to stay there because it's like I kind of snap out of it too quickly, right? So compared to you go years back, man, I would stay lost in anger, agitation, frustration, expectation for indefinitely, right? Now it's like short and sweet and back on track, right? And that's what we're doing here. And we're not just doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for all of mankind, because what you heal in yourself, you heal for the collective. It's all fractals. It's all reflections, right? So the best work we can do is this work, working on ourselves. Well, everyone, here we go. Man, that goes so fast, doesn't it? Thank you guys, as always, for tuning in. I love you all. I love the work you're doing. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of us. We're doing it. We got this. No one's ever broken your heart. They broke your expectations. Lose expectations and find yourself. This is King Koala, or KNG, and then KNG, and then KOALA. So I'm imagining that's pronounced King Koala, right? Long Way Home, featuring Lo Sippin. Till next time, journey well. Oh,
on my way home, as if I'm gliding by his very own. Here's a soul. Uh-oh, I walk the long way home. 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 I walk the long way home.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.